This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time at 7 after the hour, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of technology, brought to you by any number of things. I suppose the First Amendment is a good place to start. Also brought to you by this fabulous book that Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, he's written a new book. You know, the president's book that he wrote was great around election time between the primaries and the election. Reading this book helped a whole lot. So now he's written this is a perfect book. Technology Made Easy. Simple Ways to Use Your Computer, Phone, and Other Electronic Devices by Greg Stebbin. Congratulations, Greg, for having done such a fine job. Now the world will know what the rock-bottom prices are for computers, what the best cell phone service is, what's the most reliable video camera, all right here, only exclusively on this program.
Wow.
This is kind of like the idiot's guide to everything technical. Is that what it is, Greg?
Yes.
Well, if you need an idiot, I'm a good guy to call.
No, that's not true at all.
So, Doug, anyway, this is the perfect book for you. It's tech made simple.
That's right, Richie. It is. Did you know that there's a way to undo on your computer? There's an undo key. Did you know that, Greg?
Yeah.
Really? What is it?
Yeah, of course.
Command Z.
Z.
Or Control
really?
Z, depending on whether you're...
What happens when you do that? Control Z, whatever.
It undoes whatever you just did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you mean by undo? Like, what does that cover? Undo sending an email or undo something you just typed?
Usually something you just typed. Edit, like an edit.
Why can't you just use backspace?
Backspace moves your cursor back.
Why are you laughing? Hold on a second. He's laughing at me. He's making fun.
Well, you know, Greg, he actually makes it, but that is very intuitive. Why doesn't Control Backspace undo as opposed to Control Z or Command Z?
You know, why doesn't, I'm trying to think now, why is paste
blue?
Control V instead of Control P?
Right.
True. Somebody had to make up these shortcuts because that would be print.
Control P is print, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the old days of Microsoft Word, you could go and customize all of the. You still can, but it was a lot easier and a lot more effective. And so there were lots of us who actually created our own, in a sense, word processing ecosystems. So that my key, the shortcuts I used on my keyboard weren't like anyone else's. They were, you know, I came up with my own abbreviations for things. That's a little harder today. But they had to make choices. I mean, Control P was print, so Control P couldn't be paste. So because they both start with a P. Who knows why they decided one over the other 30 years ago?
Control Backspace, in some circumstances, will delete the whole word, the whole previous word.
Well, so there's all kinds of things like highlighting a word or highlighting a line or highlighting a paragraph. And if you spend your day writing, that becomes important.
I will tell you this, Doug, you've actually brought up a fantastic topic here.
You see, you don't believe how much genius I have inside my heart.
But anyway, here's what I believe is that you trip into it, but it's still a great job. We do a lot of audio and video editing here, and I work a lot on a Mac. One of the first things I did when I started to learn to edit video was printed out a list of all of the shortcuts. And you can also order a keyboard layover. It's like a thin piece of film that lays over your keyboard that has in color codes all of the different shortcuts. And once you learn all of the shortcuts, so no matter what you do, if you're a writer, if you edit photos, if you edit video, if you edit audio, whatever you do, if you find the shortcuts that apply to that program, it is a massive time saver. So anything that you do, Google shortcuts for whatever, and I guarantee you, you can save yourself hours throughout the course of the week.
And in fact, if you take what you just said, Rich, and you extend it to anything you, any task you perform or words or phrases that you type repeatedly, there are programs, one's called Phrase Express in Windows, another one's called Keyboard Maestro for the Mac. These are little pieces of software that enable you to automate almost anything. So if you use the same phrase over and over again, you can just assign a keyboard macro to it. So if I want to type my signature with my name and my email and my phone number, I just hit two keys and it types it no matter where I am. I have built these macros all over my computing ecosystem. And for people who do repetitive things, this too can save you hours and hours of work. And frankly, prevent you from making mistakes, because if you automate things that involve sensitive information, human error gets reduced dramatically.
Yeah, my engineer here at the radio network says, why do anything that a computer can do for you?
Yes, I completely agree with
that. And we automate everything that we can.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have no use of your brain, your limbs. It'd be like the song,
well,
in the year 2525, a man is still alive.
Who's the one who thought up? Though.
Yeah, we have to write the code to create the automation.
Well, and not only that, but you know, when you get rid of the routine stuff, it actually it gives you more brain power to devote to the stuff that needs it. If you spend your entire day doing repetitive stuff that really doesn't require you to think at all, it not only eats up your time, it eats up your brain.
This program, for example.
Yeah. It eats up your brain.
It eats up your brain. But for example, the commercials that we play and the local breaks, all of that stuff is automated. The music that you hear when we start the hour, all of that is, we're sitting here talking about what we're going to do on the show, and I don't have to think about pushing that button or loading that cart, because it's already there and it's already happening.
Thank heavens, because if it weren't and you were sitting
there, it'd be a mess.
You probably had dead air.
Well, but that's my point about human error. You know, it's a lot better to be able to plan ahead and have things scheduled this case.
Yeah, no, but it's more fun to have human error, and then you can have fun with it. You know, fun anymore.
We're going to make enough errors without it, I'm
back
sure.
In the old days, Doug used to laugh at me and go, you could drive a truck through that commercial break. Meaning that there was a big gap in between the commercials.
Right. Exactly.
Get rid of
Wake up from your nap, Richie, please. 14 past the hour. Tech talk time.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you. 17 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Richie's dying to tell us the story. I don't know if dying is the right word, but he's eager to tell us the story about how he negotiated his AT&T bill. This is something that I am always fascinated with because every time I go into the Verizon store, I don't go to the Verizon-owned stores because I find them impossible to deal with. So I go to the Verizon-licensed, whatever they call them, premium retailer, yada, yada. And they always have answers, always very helpful, or really quite good. So now, is there an equivalent for people who want to go to the AT&T store? Because at the Verizon store that I go to, they're always looking at my bill. They're always trying to find ways to save me money. And I find that to be, that's a good reason to say, I can't stand Verizon.
I did it
Verizon.
From my kitchen.
Did you? You did it in your kitchen. How'd you do that?
I dialed 611 on my phone, and that gets me Verizon customer service.
Yeah.
And once I got there, I asked about, I basically told them I opened up my bill, and I had a $290 bill. And I said, this is just getting too much. I'm going to have to start shopping. And I went through and added up all the taxes and this and that and this and that. And
outrageous.
And long story short, they put me through to customer loyalty program. Everybody and the steps were, they were very nice, very helpful. They got me through to the department that was going to try and just help me lower my bill. And because I've been a customer since 2008, I told them, listen, my bill is getting to the point where I have to start shopping. Before I do that, I wanted to see if you could help me lower my bill so that I wouldn't have to go through this process and so that you could keep me as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, absolutely, Mr. McFadden.
Right.
And long story short, what they did is they upgraded me to a new promotional plan that not only got me, I went from 15 gigabytes a month on my family plan to 20 gigabytes a month, so I got more service, more data for $20 a month cheaper. Additionally, they put in a recurring $15 a month credit that will be on my bill for the rest of time. So I saved $35 a month just by calling and asking for it.
Nice.
Good going, Richie. I'm
like
proud
that.
Of you.
Congratulations. Good job.
And
you should call again next
they
week.
They knocked my current bill down $60. So I owed $292. They knocked it down to
$230. Yeah. Well, I just goes to show you what a scam all this stuff is with all these
things.
And they'll get away with whatever they get away with.
But think about it this way, okay?
So somebody smart like you comes along and says, wait a minute, this doesn't work for me anymore.
Every single provider is killing themselves to get you to switch from Verizon to AT&T, from Sprint to Verizon, whatever it is.
Especially now, with the holidays coming up, too.
Kids are getting cell phones
and all that,
Yep.
They don't want you to switch. They don't want you to get that free iPhone on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to stay there. They're giving people iPhones to come to them. So just call them up and say, I'm a good customer. What can you
ask
do for me?
Ask for it.
Yeah, just ask.
Right. A-S-K. A-S-K? A-S-K.
It's all in the ask.
Yes, right. All right, 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Doug Steffen with Greg Steben, the men's health magazine technology editor, with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden discussing your technical needs. I want to talk later on in the hour about some of the Black Friday deals that are coming out from the world of technology. But right now, there is it search time? Would that be the best way of putting this categorically? Into Alexa, what does it do? Google is a search engine, that kind of stuff.
Well, Google has released their new product called Google Home, which is a direct competitor to...
Oh, that thing that walking is advertising everywhere.
Yeah.
Google, turn on my television.
Exactly.
Yeah, so more in the year 2525.
When everybody's all abuzz now. Which one? Should I get the Google Home, or should I get the Amazon Echo and Alexa? And I think Greg probably has already made his decision.
Yes, so Alexa, what do you think of all this?
Not much, apparently.
She's not speaking.
She doesn't like this.
I'm lying to Google.
Do you have an opinion about this?
You just sold me the Google thing.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
And so, well, so I have the both an Amazon Alexa and the Dot. And I think this really, in a sense, is a tough choice because you're buying into an ecosystem.
Right.
And you better be happy with the ecosystem you buy into, because once you invest this money, you're not going to switch. And they're not – I don't foresee them ever being interactive. And you want to look at – it's sort of like buying a phone now. The apps are what will ultimately make these valuable. And you want to look and see where the most apps are and where you think the apps will continue to be developed.
So, for example, Doug.
Telephone.
Alexa, can you get that for us?
I was trying to get to my Siri.
Oh, your Siri. That worked out well.
and I'm glad you brought up Siri, Doug, because on the new Mac operating system, you can ask Siri things right from your computer.
That's
right,
yeah. So that's great. Yeah. Like, yeah. Echo I use Siri on my, yeah, my, home, my right? MacBook.
I thought you just had to hit the bottom button twice for Siri. And
just hold the button.
Oh, hold you can't button. Hear can you? But anyway, I mean, you, there's going to be a lot of competition.
Which do you prefer, Alexa or Google?
No match found.
Yeah, she's not going to answer that question.
Yeah,
she's not going to promote. But here's the dilemma, Doug, and yeah. Greg hit it right on the head, is you're buying into an ecosystem. So right now, Amazon Echo talks to garage door openers and Philips light bulbs and
I often feel that way on doing a radio program 5 or 6 hours a day. I think I'm talking to the light pole, I'm talking to the door, I'm talking to the ceiling, talking to the stars. Yeah.
Whereas Google right now only talks to really a couple of different things, the Nest and a couple. But Google has an advantage in that for a dozen years or more, they've been collecting voice sounds and having search people like say, I want to do this. And so they've got this whole infrastructure on being able to do searches and being able to recognize different voices and different features. Plus, it's going to integrate into your email, your calendar. So which ecosystem are you buying?
And your Android phone.
And your Android phone, which I'm not. So that's the problem so right now.
There's really no answer if you're a Mac or an Apple person, right? Because we're a complete Mac household. So Google Chrome, or I mean the Google Assistant thing, Home or Alexa, that's not really going to do us any good, right?
Well, my guess is that Apple will. If I had an iPhone and a Mac and everything else Apple related, I would wait for Apple to come out with their own version, which in a sense is already, I would imagine, halfway or great or more built into Apple TV, right? You talk to Apple TV and you ask it for things.
So here, look at all this help we got from Greg, as usual. Greg Stebbin, the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with some appropriate apps, if you will. Do you like that? Applicable apps.
That's applicable.
That's applicable. Yes, applicable. 28 past the hour.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit Pet Diabetes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Gene Autry couldn't make it. Roy Rogers couldn't make it. But Doug Steffens.
Still dead, right?
Yeah, they're all dead.
Okay.
And
who was the first person you mentioned?
Gene Autry.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. He was a singing cowboy.
That's right. Doug is about to have a heart attack if you were to say, I don't know who Gene Autry is. That would have broke his heart.
Yeah. I just didn't hear what he said. I heard the second one. Who was the second one? Will Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Okay.
No, Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Not Will Rogers. Roy Rogers.
Who's Will Rogers?
Will Rogers was no relation to Roy Rogers because Roy Rogers wasn't his real name. His real name was Leonard Sly.
Oh.
But he came from Chillicothe, Ohio. He became also a singing
cowboy.
Yeah. They're both singing cowboys.
Okay.
And both from the same basic era. Roy Rogers a little later than Gene Autry. But you'll hear a lot of Gene Autry at Christmas time. You won't hear much of it. Rogers had a very shiny nose. Roy Rogers, unless you're listening to the old country station on Sirius. Here's something technology-wise. We're into technology. It's good day, Tech Talk time, with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, there's an aviation company trying to build a flying car that will hover above the ground, could change the way people travel. The company is Molar International. They want to call this thing at this moment anyway, it's called the Sky Car. The car has been, if you look at some of the science magazines, this thing looks like a Batmobile. Four people. It does about 5 miles on, about 25 miles a gallon. Top speed of 600 miles an hour. Take off and land vertically. This would be the...
That thing's cool looking.
Like a Harrier.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
It's got like the Harrier motors, the ones that pivot and up and down.
Cost $1 million. That'll limit its expense. I mean, the number of people that will actually use it. But I thought it was kind of interesting. It could cost $60,000 to $70,000, which doesn't seem like a lot of money. Cost him $1 million to do what he was doing to build it, but if he built them out, you know what I'm saying, it would be easier, cheaper.
I'm all for flying cars, but, you know... Yeah, of course. I mean, I thought by the year 2016 we would have flying cars. So I think we're really behind on what everyone thought we were supposed to be living like.
There are several things that were on the Jetsons that we still don't have yet, and I really want them. You know, the one where you go through, you stand on the little conveyor belt, and when you go into the shower and you come out, it brushes your teeth for you and dresses you and all that stuff. And then you know, we have the microwave, but still, I want it more. I want it faster. Microwave's not fast enough. I want, like, boop, there's my breakfast.
I mean, if it's not a flying DeLorean from Back to the Future 2, I'm not really interested in the flying car.
I want to stick my junk, my trash, in the trunk and be able to fly around.
What do you want to do with your junk?
Be able to fly.
Thank you.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Here's another, this is pretty interesting. Speaking of cars, the industry moving ahead. Certainly think about the technology that Henry Ford developed, and then how we've sort of built our lives now around cars. There's an idea lab called CarsDirect.com. Have you seen this?
I don't think so.
CarsDirect.com. This is a way of enabling you to research and price and select and finance and order and take delivery of a car. There still is a connection because the car companies still want to they want dealers involved. But this is the way. I don't see how this is different than buying online.
My friend's brother did this because he didn't have time to go to the dealership, but he knew what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And he had called, I guess, a few dealerships and just said, how much is that car? Like, what's the best price you could give me? And he ended up going on cars.com. Then they delivered the car to his house.
There you go.
He said it was great. He loved it.
Yeah.
And he got the best price.
All right. The reason I went down this street just for fun.
Thanks.
As rich as
out of the prices he was quoted, it was the best one.
Right. Mm.
So the reason I brought this up is because at this point we have Black Friday this week, and actually the deals are all out there now. What sort of technology? Those are expensive technology gifts. What do we have that's popularly priced? What have you seen, both of you, Victoria and Richie, that would make for good general consideration for gifts for people like me, who don't embrace technology that much, but maybe can find some of this stuff practical? Is there a practical side? I find a lot of these gifts, you look at these various catalogs, and you see some Brookstone, for example. There's always some kind of wild stuff in there that you can maybe find of interest, but I just am lost oftentimes because there's so much of this.
Let me help you out, brother.
Okay, bro.
Go to your own website. It's probably one of the best tech deals that you will see this Black Friday.
DougStephan.com or the one?
DJV.com, right?
DJV Show,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give away that HP laptop from QVC.
The reason we're giving it away is to bring attention to the sale that is going on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. These things are cheap, and you can get a nice laptop for, $400 to $500.
Really?
For a 17-inch, 15-inch laptop.
That's a really good deal.
So, and we're going to give one away. So
give me one away.
Don't buy one yet.
No.
Right. Try to win it with us.
Yeah. And then after that, next Saturday, you'll go buy one of these things. I guess I used to think laptops were $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. Is that the
difference? They still can be.
Yeah, my MacBook, I bought it 5 years ago now, and that was $1,300.
Okay.
But it's, you know, but they last for longer than PCs tend to.
Yeah, my MacBook is 8 years old now.
Yeah.
And it still runs great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got that Acer. Is it Acer? Acer? A-C-E-R?
For you, it's Acer, but everybody else is Acer.
Acer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's fine for what I need, practical stuff.
Yeah.
Can
I tell you, and I've told you this
100 times,
Chromebooks.
Chromebooks.
I bought 2 Chromebooks for here in the office for just anybody who needs to travel and use. I paid $145 for this Toshiba Chromebook. And it runs the internet. That's all it does.
It's basically like an iPad, right?
It's basically like, it doesn't have apps.
Oh.
But if you're just doing Gmail and you're just searching the internet and you don't need to load programs on there that are downloaded onto the computer, these are the best things. That's all I travel with is the Chromebook. It's just simple, it's easy, it's light, it's small.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the interesting things that we're seeing a trend in, going back to Doug's question about Black Friday and things like that, Cyber Monday, which, of course, is the Monday after
next
Thanksgiving,
week from today. Yeah.
A week from today, that's actually starting now on Friday. They have bumped because so many people are shopping online, and the stores have all taken a hit over the last few years. Amazon is partly to blame for that because it's so easy and convenient. So a lot of places are now starting Cyber Monday on Friday, and Walmart is one of them. Their online business, and Target, I think, is doing it too, is all going to start on Friday. Instead, you can get all of those Cyber Monday deals.
Wow. All right, so that's good to know. We'll take a shot at 3 or 4, as much as you can find, and we have time for Black Friday ideas or gift ideas. It doesn't necessarily be Black Friday, but what is the number one thing that people are looking for, technologically speaking, as a gift for Christmas 2016? Ideas abound here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Days Tech Talk time at 43 past the hour.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you do? To the talk of the town, KTFS. Folks listening in Texarkana, Texas, to what's going on here, it's a good day Tech Talk. The Tech Talk time is 46 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a look ahead to what you might find intriguing and interesting. Victoria and Richie both have some ideas about what you can do for Christmas gift ideas. They come from technology that are not crazy expensive. I mean, that's a hard thing to come up with. It's not crazy expensive.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the Amazon Echo before and Alexa, and if you want to go on the cheap end of that and you don't need the big booming speaker that goes with it, the Dot, the Amazon Echo Dot, is a small feature, the small version of it, mm-hmm. and it's only $50. So you can basically have it sitting in your kitchen and, you know, ask it for measurements on, you know, oh, how much is 3 cups or recipes or the weather or have it work with your Google Calendar. You just can't really get a good music, you know, player out of it. So other than that, I mean, I think $50, I'm going to buy one for one of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I think Sean would probably get more use out of it.
How do you keep him from fighting over stuff like that?
Juliana's not as much of a tech gadget nut as Sean is.
Not really.
He's the one with the...
And how has he gotten to be that way? Is he picking up from you because you got all that stuff around?
Well, I'm sure to some extent, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. tech. But Juliana's the one. She'll sit down and draw for an hour as opposed to, you know.
Really?
But you know what she does like is she will take the iPad and she downloads a drawing app, and she'll spend a half an hour, 45 minutes drawing on her iPad.
It's like modern-day Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now that makes sense. That's good. That's creative. It's good for their yep. brains to have that development. That's very important stuff. And maybe that's the thing. I would like to think that if we're going to buy stuff like this for Christmas, that it isn't just all fun and games, but there's something about your existence that's enhanced, and maybe it's done in a relatable or fun way. I don't know if there are toys, technology toys, that are around that are cool. Right? That it would not be too expensive. I remember when we used to talk so much about the Wii. Something that seemed to come on the
market. Wii's still fairly hot.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you pay for one of those?
You're going to pay $300. I mean,
you are.
For any game system, you're going to pay $300 to $400.
I don't know anything about gaming, but have game systems, since the invention of the Wii, have gaming systems incorporated that same type of technology?
What type of technology?
That, like, you know, like the Wii thing. I used to play tennis on the Wii. You know, that like, interactive wireless motion sensor type.
Yeah, I don't know that the PlayStation has. The Wii still kind of does the interactive games more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'll tell you, it's nothing for my son to sit there and have three of his friends from school all logged on, and they all had their headsets on, their Bluetooth headsets with the microphones, talking to each other while they're playing a game together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and I've got a nice TV set up downstairs. You know, obviously I have to limit his time, and I do that through controlling the Wi-Fi in the house. There's certain hours that the Wi-Fi works, and there's certain hours that it doesn't. But to see them sit down there on the, you know, 55-inch or 60-inch screen and with the subwoofer and talking to his friends who are 2 and 4 and whatever miles away, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact you can figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be a challenge for me to figure that out.
No, he's got it all worked out.
10 minutes for the hour, Tech Talk time.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
TikTok time with the DJ D. And those of you who like driving around in a Yamaha, there are lots of things that Yamaha does that don't have to do with motors. There's a lot of music that comes from Yamaha machines, and we're going to talk about some of that. Plus, Apple. An unusual day when Apple is in the technology news. It doesn't happen very often, but today there is some big news from Apple, and I know that you'll want to know exactly what that news is, so stand by for that up next year.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electric, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll take your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, let's get back to the technology feature. 55 past the hour. So Apple is acknowledging something which is catching. Maybe or not. Victoria, what do you think? Is this catching? Can I get this by touching you?
Well, they do call it touch disease, and it's the Apple Touch screen. Any of the newer, all of the iPhones have this type of touch screen, and eventually, as your Apple model gets older, your iPhone...
iPads do too, I think.
iPads do too, yeah. Any of that touch screen technology, as your model gets older and older, it just gets to the point where it doesn't work at all. It will not respond to any touch. In the past, Apple has, first of all, never even admitted that this is a problem. And obviously, people are banging on their iPhones going, wait, this is a problem.
Give me the hammer, Mildred.
Apple has finally, just over the weekend, issued a statement saying, okay, we now have a plan. If your iPhone is out of warranty, which if you have an iPhone 6, it's already, the warranty's no good. If you're onto the iPhone 7, it's covered. But they're finally going to have a multi-touch repair program, and you can pay $149 and you can get your touch disease serviced. So it's,
what is it? What causes it? Does anybody want to say?
Well, Apple never admits that their batteries are self-destruct after 18 months. They never admit any real wrongdoing with their phones. Really? So that's a history of the company. I don't know if that's a Steve Jobs thing, but that's just
Is that
Apple's,
on purpose?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't. You never hear Apple admit that there's anything wrong. They just send out a new bug fix for it. They'll send out a software update, but they never admit. They'll say, "Oh, there's some bugs," but they never admit that anything on a larger scale is ever wrong.
Those no good so-and-sos.
I know. Well, now that you're an iPhone user.
Actually pretty genius.
I mean,
no problem there.
Yeah, exactly. But now that you're an iPhone user, make sure.
That's right.
You have an iPhone 6, right?
I do. So, already it's out of warranty?
Well, no. It would still be under warranty, but the 6s are the problem with the touch disease. So
really?
6 Plus and the 6s.
So I get something. I'm going to get sick from using this thing.
You might have touch disease at some point, yes.
What an outrage.
All
right, Yamaha. Thank you, Jennifer. Yamaha has a new sound bar.
Yes.
Yamaha is a company that is very diverse, frankly. This would be a good company to move from Japan to America because we're so concerned about diversity. All right, so what's the story here?
Well, this is a really cool Christmas gift idea. If you need a sound bar or if you have someone in your family who does, this has a built-in subwoofer on each end of the sound bar. It can be mounted to the wall or it can sit right in front of your TV. The coolest thing about this, for $199 on Amazon, it's a great price, and you can control the entire thing with your smartphone. So okay. this is the next generation of sound bars. No,
are we
going to
have this week?
Of.
Are we going to have a wacky list of Christmas technical ideas, tech presents for Christmas, Black Friday, or through the whole week? I was thinking when.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea just to see what there is that's out there where people can. There are a lot of things that are there, but are there deals to get the things that you want, or somebody that you know of has. Technology has been, the past 10, 15 years has been, maybe it's been longer than that, depends on how you define technology, been a great item for Christmas. So send your ideas here and we'll spread them around, if you know what I mean. 59 past the hour, we spread lots of stuff around here.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.